Welcome in, yo drunks. Cheers to you. Another weekend of SEC action. That's good. All right, we're back. Power rankings, week 8. I say this every time. People don't get it. Only criteria I use, if team A meets team B on a neutral field, who am I taking to win the football game? This was the hardest power rankings to do this week of the entire season because teams are starting to beat each other. It's very difficult to figure out how to rank who, especially when the refs cheat and give Auburn another loss. Hell, Auburn's the best. What are they, 3-3 team in the country? But more on that in a minute here. So let's go down. Let's go power rankings. 16, Kentucky, you were on a bye. I'm not talking about your sorry ass next. 15, Arkansas. Showed some fight. Defense still dog shit. Great quarterback. Running backs look good. But, who are we kidding ourselves, right? They're good. They're not any good. Next, South Carolina. Good God. What? If you're not watching the South Carolina games, and I don't blame you if you don't, because you're not missing much. Lenore Sellers is still awesome, but the whole operation on the offense otherwise is pretty pathetic. He's got no weapons. He's got no time. He's breaking 6 tackles every play. And hell, I don't care if he's throwing the ball away out of the pocket. I think he's just trying to save himself for the next down. So at least the defense showed up. Defense was making plays, but I don't know. I think South Carolina's pretty bad. I think they're right there with 13. I gave LSU. I actually dropped LSU this week because they are not good either. They still can't run the football. Garrett Nussmeier's making mistake after mistake out there. That interception in the end zone was pitiful. Home field, I think, was the difference for this one. So LSU 13, South Carolina 14. I don't really see a difference between these teams other than they're both huge letdowns. All right, number 12, Florida. I don't know what to do with you, Florida. I mean, even in a loss, you're looking pretty good. I think Billy Napier deserves an extension. That Texas win looks even better now, doesn't it? And now you go to Kyle Field and give them all they can handle for the better part of 3.5 quarters. So I'm impressed with you. You're the best 12th place team in a conference. You should hang the damn banner and extend Billy Napier. Shout out Florida, number 12. Number 11, Auburn. I don't know what to do with you, Auburn. I don't know what to do with you. And I see this, Stringer. Appreciate you. God is still mad at you. I don't think it's God. I think it's the SEC refs. They screwed him. They screwed him like he did all those prostitutes. So, I mean, maybe this is just his comeuppance. I don't know. But Auburn, you're sitting here 0-4 in the conference once again. Should have beat this team. Georgia had it. Should have been 17-0 had it. You know, you had this one. Completely let it slip through your fingers. Got dominated in the second half. So, Auburn might be a good team. I don't know. Hell, they might be. They're a handful of plays from being undefeated. So I'm giving them number 11. Number 10, give me Oklahoma. That's another one. I dropped them. Come on, what are we doing here? It may just be one game. Maybe Texas is in your head. But letting that rope go. And the schedule's going to get significantly more difficult here down the stretch. So not really sure. And this was, I had trouble placing Oklahoma. Where do I put them? I can't put them ahead of Texas. They just lost to Texas on a neutral field. How can I rightfully say I think they're better than Texas, but they didn't show it on Saturday. So it doesn't really matter what I think. It matters what we just saw. And Texas is better than Oklahoma. So give me Texas, number 9, by the slimmest of margins. Maybe if John Mateer didn't rush himself back, didn't hurt the team by coming back too soon, maybe Oklahoma beats them if they play again. Maybe, but that's a lot of maybes and ifs, that and the other. So, I don't know. Number 9, Texas. Defense looking good. Trey Wisner looked like $1 million. But you're still in the bottom half of the SEC, in my opinion. Number eight, Mississippi State. You look better by the week, too, because the teams you're, at least the teams you lost to, will keep winning. And you've got something, you've got an offense, and hell, I think Mississippi State defense is criminally underrated. So Mississippi State didn't play this week, but I gave them a slight bump. I think it's more like teams that played this week moved back in the rankings. So shout out Mississippi State, number eight. Tennessee, seven, I dropped their ass. Seven's probably too high for these sorry losers with their defense. Anyway, their offense is dynamic and awesome, but they're half amazing, half idiotic out there. So Cousin Shane said Tennessee could lose every game. They could win every game. I don't think that's the case for New Mexico State and Kentucky, obviously. But the rest of them, I think that's a fair assessment. They can win any of them, and they're going to get their ass kicked next week at Alabama. So I wouldn't even say they could win that one. But they could make it interesting maybe for a half. Yeah, Tennessee, the way they're playing, they're going to get their ass smoked next week at Alabama. Number six, Vanderbilt. They were on a bye, so I'm not going to really discuss them much. Number five, Missouri. Move them down a couple spots or maybe just one spot. I can't remember, but they took a step back. Bo Prabhula, I think he got a little bit exposed. I think the weapons got exposed a little bit. We didn't give Ahmad Hardy the ball nearly enough. Now, that's also because you just weren't that effective on offense. So I think it's more a credit to Alabama than it is. I'm not saying that Missouri is a fraud, but you could say that. Missouri, you're number five. Georgia, you're number four. Hey, you got down in a big hole and you were on the road and you survived it. So that's all. And your coach is, man, he's like using Jedi mind tricks on these SEC referees, and they don't know what the hell's going on here. You're calling timeouts, saying you're clapping. Hey, if you can get away with it, just keep getting away with it, because I think everybody's scared to death of Kirby Smart. Use that to your advantage. That's called outstanding coaching. That used to be Nick Saban that would get away with his bullshit. Now it's Kirby Smart. More power to him. So Kirby gets the boost here. Give me Georgia, number four. Ole Miss, three. What the hell was that? Didn't show up, nearly lost. And anybody that didn't watch it, I mean, they nearly lost to Washington State. It was pitiful. They basically no-showed this game. So I'm overlooking it. I still think they're very good. They're first place in the SEC. They could make Atlanta, but they're not doing shit if they play like this. If they play like this in Athens next week, they're going to lose by 50 points. So one time's an outlier, twice, we got a real problem down in Oxford. So that was an issue. Number two, A&M climbing way up the ranks here. Another quality Southeastern Conference win. We're going to find out about A&M for real the next couple weeks. Their next three games are all on the road in the Southeastern Conference. That's where we're really going to find out about you. But you keep winning, and others keep losing or winning ugly. You're the exception. A&M's elite this year after six games? I believe they're 6-0 now. So A&M, I mean, hell, A&M may very well be the best team in the SEC, but I'm giving that title right now to Alabama. Still have no idea how you lost to Florida State. Florida State has not beaten a power four team aside from beating Alabama. The rest, they've lost all of them. I think they played three or four of them. So how the hell that happened, we'll never know. But that seemed to wake up Kalen DeBoering in Alabama. So shout out Alabama. Go on the road, win at Missouri. That was a hell of a performance. So shout out. Let's see what we got in the comments here. Roted. Hell yeah. Alabama's number one. Chase, appreciate you. Ty Simpson, phenomenal. Missouri was as good or better at every position, but it didn't matter. Tip of the cap. Move on. It's a fair assessment. Ty Simpson's elite. Gavin, I'm a Bama fan and feel bad for the Yobbies. Kirby's a cheater. I mean, that says it all, doesn't it? And Alabama fans back in Auburn. Good Lord. You don't see that very often. What else we got here? Freedom Band. Guess that Jordan Hare voodoo goes both ways. Yeah, shout out SEC Sean. I don't know if I can go through here and see all these or not, but I can certainly try. I'll do that while I'm shouting out Shane Dixon. We love Shane's around here. $50. South Carolina is ass. This offensive lineman can't block a damn sneeze. That's true. I mean, I'm out. I'm completely out on South Carolina, on their offense especially. Outside of the quarterback. The quarterback, I think, is amazing. But it doesn't matter if you can't get any help. Shout out, JR, celebrating a big win for them dogs. Everything's still in front of, still ahead for Georgia. We appreciate you, buddy. But I cannot see who you gifted to. I see SEC Sean, though. Shout out, Sean. He gifted to Sauron's Wrath. That's evil. That's evil right there. But we appreciate you, SEC Sean. And then Storm Chaser, appreciate you too. Just gifted. SEC teams that have played A&M are 2-33. On third, yeah, that's another thing. Florida got dominated on third down, so that's a credit to Texas A&M. Incredible defense. That's why they're number 2 in the power rankings. Let's pull up A&M's schedule. I mean, who's beating them? Who's beating these Aggies? And apologies, I update these on Sunday. So A&M 6-0 on the season with at Arkansas. They should win that one. At LSU, hell, the way LSU's playing, probably should beat them. At Missouri, that's going to be tricky. South Carolina at home and at so I mean, I think worst case scenario, I think A&M's 10-2. Worst case, so that's a hell of a spot to be in. Now their running back did get hurt today, which is unfortunate. Le'Veon Moss, no update on him. Mike Elko was asked, but Elko said no update at this point in time. So that could be tough. Vols time. Vols time's mad. I want to read his comment. It's pretty funny. Your opinion is like crap. Screw you and your channel. Well, get the hell out of here. I didn't make you come here. Vols time. That is pretty funny, though. I like people that are angry and say nonsensical shit. It makes me laugh. Shout out, Steven Up. I know he's loving it. Alabama whooping ass once again that I called incorrectly. He gifted KDM.
Welcome to the family. Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Steven Up. Mm-mm-mm. Hugh fell apart and his team followed suit. Did he? I wonder if Auburn's going to get in trouble. Anybody that missed it, their AD, John Cohen, which I don't really think much of that guy, to be honest with you. But he was yelling and berating an SEC referee going into halftime, which I don't fault him for, really, but it's not a good look. I'd say he's in more trouble than the referee, honestly. LSU is terrible. Think Hugh had a stroke? No, I don't think so. Hugh Freeze getting fired? I think so. Yeah, I think if... So we're sitting here at 3-3. Now we'll see. Missouri, they're coming to town. That's going to be huge. If Missouri wins... Oh, buddy. And if that doesn't do him in, I think Bobby Petrino the next week. If he loses to Bobby Petrino... How the hell can you keep Hugh Freeze? So, I don't know. Hell, you're sitting here asking if the coach should be fired, which is a fair question, but I'm sitting here asking, should Auburn be undefeated? Probably not undefeated. They had no business winning A&M. But Oklahoma got screwed out of several touchdowns. Just one, they really got screwed, but hell, you could argue too. And then this tonight, they got screwed too. So I think that'll keep Hugh safe for now, that he's getting screwed. He was getting screwed instead of doing it. So that's interesting. Billy Napier, the worst coach in the SEC. Well, I don't know how you watch Florida the last 2 weeks and say that's the worst coach. Have you heard of Mark Stoops? He's pretty bad. I think Napier... I don't know. His team fights hard for him. I'll give you that. I don't think he's the worst coach. He's up there, but he's not the worst. Crabman says, Mike, you picked Auburn. You forget that you can't kill Georgia. I don't know how you watch that game, though, and say, oh, yeah, we dominated their ass. Well, I mean, you kind of did dominate the second half, but you got dominated the first half. So, I mean, that's, to me, I mean, I think that's, that was a 50-50 game. And a couple of refs decided it. So, I think I got that one right. I'm taking that as a win. If I'm a Georgia fan, I don't know how I'm watching this and feeling too great. Not with Ole Miss, Florida, Texas, Georgia Tech, at Mississippi State. Again, you can laugh at Mississippi State, but of the teams in the SEC, you know, I got them in the top half. That, I think that's fair based on the other teams. So Georgia keeps playing the way they're playing. They're going to lose a couple games here, perhaps. I don't think it's that crazy. I really don't. Shin, the Master Sparky, it's 10:55, and at the time of the Super Chat, and OU still sucks. I'm glad we got you Texas people back, at least for another week. I think you're going to be good. I think Texas is going to keep winning until they get to Athens. So that's going to be pretty awesome that we got you back for another month here. I think Texas is about to go on a big run. Beat Kentucky. They'll whoop Kentucky. Mississippi State, they should beat. Vanderbilt, they should beat. Vanderbilt's getting beat up the next couple weeks. Shane Dixon, we appreciate you, buddy. $50 more. Let me know if you got a question, Shane. I'm happy to address it while I sit here and drink this whiskey. Aggies dominated. Kyle Field was electric. 6-0. I wouldn't say they dominated. I'm starting to wonder if you watch that game. Because I saw Florida go up and down the field on you just as you were going up and down the field on them. And then I watched for about 8 possessions, nobody score. So, is that dominated? I don't think so. But they're one of the better teams, so I'll give you that. I will give you that. Aggies, I mean, Aggies just think they could do no wrong. How do we not dominate? I don't know. I mean, dominate 34-17? I don't know. I mean, they look damn good. I saw a lot of Marcel Reed overthrows again. That's killing me. That's going to kill you against a quality opponent. Didn't kill you in this one, but it's going to catch up to you. It's going to catch up to you. LSU didn't look the best, but hey, a win's a win. Go Tigers. That's true. If you're winning ugly in the Southeastern Conference, that's something. So LSU moves to 5-1. Now they go to Vanderbilt. Tricky game. But if you can win that one, you set the scene for a mega showdown here with A&M at home and then at Alabama. So if LSU can survive, which is not a given, Vanderbilt can score. You cannot. I would imagine you got to score at least 25 points to beat Vanderbilt, which you should be able to do. But the way you've been playing, I don't have confidence in you to do it, if that makes sense. So they're really going to have to limit Vanderbilt, which I don't know if they can do that. But if they can, then you got everything in front of you. The next 2 games will determine your season. It's going to be pretty fire. It's going to be pretty awesome to watch. Shout out, Allen. Gamecocks can't move the ball, can't score, and their OC's play calling is pure garbage. 320 yards a game is the most exciting fans get all season. Yeah, I mean, I hate to agree with you, but I think the season's about lost unless you win out. And that was maybe the most winnable game you got among the next couple. I don't know. Hell, what if Oklahoma goes in the toilet? But then you got Bama at Ole Miss, at A&M. Yeah, it's done. It's done. I can't lie to you. I'm drinking. I can't lie to you. Kirby pretending to clap was absolutely foul. I mean, he just Jedi mind tricked that damn SEC ref. I mean, where do they find these guys? I mean, I'm starting to question it myself. When a coach is literally, I mean, there were several replays. This was not like anything that could have been missed, but he's screaming timeout. He's He's doing the timeout sign that we've all seen. He's running. He ran right into the ref's face screaming timeout, doing this right here. And then they gave him a timeout, and he's, no, I was just clapping. That was a clap. Come on. And they bought it. I mean, where do they get these guys? How stupid do you have to be? I bet I could do this job. You don't have to be very smart. I know I could do it. Imagine me and Shane being the refs. We'd probably do a better job, which is pathetic. I wouldn't take Kirby's bullshit. I tell you that. All right, what else we got here? Ken Williamson crew. It's funny that we know the guy's name. Shout out, Ken. He's probably in the comments here. Arch Manning owns Oklahoma. Does he? I mean, I guess technically he does. He's 1-0, right? He's 1-0. He got his. Do you think the New York Times is going to write about Arch Manning being an absolute failure and a joke this week? Because I don't think they will. I don't think they will. What do you think is going to be Ole Miss' final record? They're going to lose a bunch the way they played today. So give me 9-3. I think they'll probably collapse down the stretch here like they always do. If today was any sign of what's to come. At Georgia, at Oklahoma, loss. Florida's playing better. And then they'll lose one of Florida, Mississippi State. So give me 9-3 if I had to do it now. That would be my guess. Now, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. But that's what it'll be. Because it's Lane whiffing. And he'll whiff. And then he'll blame like the student section or the fans for it being hot or the bleachers or whatever the hell he's got to come up with. He'll come up with something. Shout out the Aggie. If the Aggie go 3-0 in the road stretch, what's your final? Yeah, if they win all their games, what's their record going to be? Their record's going to be 12-0, of course. I mean, it's hard to, you can't just sit here and be like, well, they're just going to whoop everybody's ass, right, on the road. I think there's no shot in hell A&M wins all three of these, at Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri. I think your best shot is 2-1. That's what I'd be aiming for, because it's just so damn hard to win on the road. So I'd be aiming to go 2-1. But if they go, your question, you gave us $10. If the question is, if they go 3-0 at Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri, what's the final record? The final record is probably 11-1, or maybe even 12-0. So if they can do that, they can do damn near anything, which would be pretty damn impressive if you ask me. Mike Shula needs to be out. Shula should have never been in. That's what I say. But yeah, I don't know if you switch coordinators in the middle of the year. I don't know if that helps, but maybe it will. Maybe it will. Shin, not SEC related, but I'd like to show some flowers to those Indiana Hoosiers going straight to Eugene and putting a beat down on Oregon. Well, that's the only time we'll mention those teams on this damn show, because you gave me money, but I didn't watch it. I don't care. Good for them. Is Billy getting fired tomorrow? No. They love Billy down there. The administration does anyway. I don't know why, but unless they quit on him, and the players did not quit on him, I don't think so. Speak some positive to me as a Mizzou fan. Well, trying to think of something positive. I don't think the defense got obliterated like I thought they might. I know Alabama made the critical plays, but if you go, and I'm sure you did watch that game intently, but there was several plays. Basically, anytime it was like third and long or the critical fourth and long late in the game, I mean, it was like as good a defense as you could possibly play. I mean, the guys were not even open, but Ty Simpson fitted into tiny, tiny windows, and he kept hitting that damn freshman, which tells me, you know, the top two or three options weren't open. If a quarterback's going to go on the road and go to his true freshman in a window that's not open and he's going to beat you, then I think you take it, because that's literally what, that's as good as you can possibly do. Aside from when a guy's playing at just some insanely Heisman level, which Ty Simpson's playing right now, like, you played him better than Georgia. You played him better than, well, I guess better than, not better, not better than Florida State, but that was an outlier. This is different Alabama, but you played him better than Vanderbilt. You played him better than Georgia. You're not going to see a better team than that. That's what I tried to tell you that all off season. A&M's not as good as that. So, I mean, you could win the rest of your games, but I don't think they will. But if you play as well as you did on defense like that the rest of the way, you're going to win a shit ton of games. That, I hope that was positive. I don't know if that was positive or not, but that's what I have for you. Brandon, I appreciate you. I never thought I would go to from Missouri, but they looked good today. Even in a loss, they looked good. I'm an LSU fan all day, so needless to say, I was rooting for Bama to lose, but they looked good as well. Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was like two really good teams. Now, it did concern me how Missouri came right out and scored, which I like that, but, you know, it's those damn scripted drives, and then they went kind of in the tank on offense for about two or three quarters, it seemingly. Now, I know they got the Alabama turnover, and then they scored, but I don't know. They took their foot off the gas or something, or they just couldn't. Hell, you can't take your foot off the gas in the first quarter. But they just got solved, seemingly. I think they got exposed for some issues they have on offense. They got to get that resolved. But again, they're not going to be playing many teams to this caliber. So you could say they got exposed. Can Auburn do it to them? Perhaps. Auburn's got a really good defense. A&M, Oklahoma, they also have good, outstanding defenses, I would say. So you got to get it fixed. You got to get it fixed by November. Otherwise, you're going to lose to A&M and Oklahoma and maybe Auburn. That'd be my take. And hell, you'll probably should lose to Auburn, but the refs will find a way to fuck them, and you'll beat Auburn too. Just going off what I've seen this year, I think the refs are out to get old Hugh. Shout out, Shane, man. Giving us your whole paycheck. I do appreciate it. No more questions here, man. Shout out my new flight school in the Low Country in South Carolina. Hey, shout out. Yeah, what's her name? I'll give him a shout out here, but we appreciate you, Shane. And we appreciate you, Dante Paint. Man, it's good to have these Longhorns back. We missed you. You guys were too silent for about a week or two.
Welcome to the family.
But now we got you. We got you back for another month because Texas is about to go on a streak. And it's going to set up one hell of a showdown down in Athens, I think. Because I think, let's see what Georgia's got. Georgia's probably, yeah. Ooh, Ole Miss looms large, but hell, Ole Miss looked like shit today. If they beat Ole Miss, they'll beat Florida. They always beat Florida. Mississippi State will push them, but they'll beat them. Yeah, and then we'll have Texas coming off of whooping Kentucky's ass. Probably skating by Mississippi State and skating by Vanderbilt to set up one hell of a game in Athens here in a couple weeks. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for it. What else we got here? What else we got? Texas going on. I've told you, I think they figured it out. I can't believe how many overconfident Oklahoma people there were this week. How did they not see that coming? How did they not see that coming? I mean, I know I picked Oklahoma too, but first I picked Texas because I saw that coming, right? But I figured John Mateer pulling a damn Willis Reed, I didn't think he was going to shit the bed on national television. I thought he would actually contribute to a win. My bad. He looked good starting out, and then he didn't look good after that. He looked good for about a series. Then they should have sat his ass and said, thank you for the motivation. We got it from here. Throw in Hawkins. Maybe he can contribute here because you sure as hell are not going to be able to. Allen's out of money. That's all right. You're more than welcome here, Allen. The cost is free $99 to hang out here with my drunk ass. Any questions here? trying to find some good ones. You cannot rely on OU for anything. Beat the hell out of Arkansas. You know what's sad is like Arkansas played Tennessee well. So their fans are like, they seem to be like dunking. Like that's an achievement. Which, I mean, I guess is good. I guess that's good if you're Arkansas. You know, like we were close at a loss this time as opposed to, you know, Notre Dame or anything like that. But you should not be aspiring to close losses, you know? I would not give Bobby Petrino credit for that. Don't give him credit for close losses. You're better than that. You are better than that. Big swing in Heisman chatter upcoming after today. Big swing, you think? I mean, Ty Simpson, I think, was already kind of up there. Maybe you mean Mateer falling off, perhaps. I think he kind of already fell off with the injury. I will not answer Ohio State questions in here. Sorry. Alan, I was kidding. Still love you and Shane. Go Dawgs. Appreciate you, Alan. And what a win tonight. How does it feel to be a Georgia fan getting dominated for a half of football on the road and then just kind of creep your way back in? You know, kind of, it was different than the Tennessee win, but similar in a lot of ways, where you get down big, hostile environment, you know, you're kind of probably feeling uneasy about your deep. Yeah, hell, Auburn was going up and down the field on them. And it seemed like this was like the final nail in the coffin of, we could call Georgia like an elite defense. And then they flipped the switch. And in the second half, they dominated. So that must be nice. It must be nice to have a quality defense. I don't know anything about that, but it must be nice as a Georgia fan to have a quality defense and to be able to win on the road in the Southeastern Conference, because very few people can do it. But Dawgs have done it twice, so we can't rule them out either for SEC championship. That's the thing. These A&M people, again, they're like, oh, we're just going to beat the shit out of everybody on the road. Good luck. Ole Miss people, they're saying the same thing. Even though they struggled against Washington State's ass, and the one time they went on the road, they looked like dog shit against dog shit Kentucky. It's not easy. Very few people can win on the road. I believe Georgia, I could have this wrong, but going into the week, there was not a single team in this conference that had multiple road wins, and now Georgia does. So I don't know what the list is of multiple road wins. And I'm not counting shit teams. Like, didn't someone play UMass or some bullshit like that? I'm talking power teams. No one had multiple road wins against power teams heading into the week. Georgia's now got two in the Southeastern Conference. So that goes a hell of a long way to getting you where you need to go by the end of the season. So, hey, Ricky, we appreciate you, buddy.
Welcome to the family.
I wish Shane was eating a pizza in the background. That was kind of fun last time. I think Shane abandoned us. Shout out Brandon Norwood. When Arkansas versus Tennessee was 17-17, I was hoping for Bobby. This Tennessee legend has been going down. My local liquor store here in Prairieville, Louisiana, got it for me. Shout out, Brandon. Shout out, Tennessee legend. That's a glass I got here. Drinking out of it myself. It's good. That's good shit. Yeah, here it is, Chase. Nobody's going undefeated. So you can dance on the graves of people like Missouri that lost one game. You're going to lose one too eventually, whoever you are laughing. Nobody's going undefeated. I'm talking to you, A&M. I'm talking to you, Ole Miss. No one's going undefeated. You just don't want to lose the wrong one. Bama, they didn't lose the wrong one. They lost the non-conference, so that didn't even ding them. Dane says A&M's better than Bama. What? You might be right. Hell, I don't know. But I think that right now this is probably the SEC championship. A&M, Bama. So we'll find out. We'll find out. Ole Miss still in the conversation. They're 3-0 in conference, which is pretty damn good. Shout out, Shane.
Welcome to the family.
We appreciate you, buddy. But Bama right now, Bama, A&M, that's probably, that's my SEC championship game right now. Phil, appreciate you. $20. I'm worried about Coach Heupel and the end of game management. How many years does he have to coach to learn to take his foot off the line? Yeah, what in the hell was that? He did it again, didn't he? I mean, they got these amazing tight ends, and this year they finally like figured out how to use them. And I mean, it's there all day, but instead he wants to ground and pound and be low T Heupel. It cost him the Georgia game, could have cost him this Arkansas game. I think that's a valid concern. He royally fucked up the Mississippi State game. His ass got lucky that Tennessee scored and Mississippi State couldn't. Otherwise, I don't want to say he would be on the hot seat, but he'd be facing a ton of criticism that he's not, that he deserves to face, that he's faced on this show. Because that was god awful. Tonight wasn't much better. I don't know. None of these guys. Brent Venables, I mean, they should check his drawers. I think he shit himself at the end of the first half. I mean, I don't understand what these guys, it's like they have no idea how to work the clock. There has to be someone on their staff that can help them, like a clock management man. I mean, they got 200 staffers over there. They can't have one person over there helping them out. They probably do, and those gutless bastards are too afraid to interject, you know, but that's what they need. Venables needs him. Heupel needs him. Kirby don't need him because he could just call timeout, but not call timeout, say he was clapping, and he'll get a timeout, and he gets to keep the timeout. But everybody else needs a clock management. Billy Napier sure as hell needs it. He sure as hell needs it. Anything else here? Anything else? This bourbon's starting to treat me right here. Let's look at the next week's schedule real quick. It's a barn burner. It is a barn burner. I'm going to try to upload it to the stream here. You're going to like this one if you haven't seen it. I'm telling you, it's going to be pretty awesome. I mean, this week was amazing too. But next week, check this shit out. Oklahoma at South Carolina. Season's on the line for both of them. LSU at Vanderbilt. Ooh, now we're talking again. If Vanderbilt whoops LSU, they're right back on the scene. So this is a huge game. Vanderbilt 2 weeks to prepare. Missouri at Auburn. Hugh Freeze getting fired game. Missouri, how do they rebound? Does Missouri go in the toilet? Not saying they do, but if you lose to Auburn, you kind of do. Must win for both teams. Texas at Kentucky. I can't possibly hype that up other than to say Kentucky's had 2 weeks to prepare. They'll be rested. They'll be rested to get this ass whooping. So there's that. And then big game, game of the week, Ole Miss at Georgia. What a showdown. Winner has a front spot. What do you call it? The road to Atlantis clears up for them. Ole Miss at Georgia. Texas A&M at it. Arkansas. A&M's first road conference game. Arkansas hates their guts. Finally get them at home. That's a big game for them. Bobby Petrino, job on the line. Should already be on the line. But Mississippi State, Florida, tricky game. Billy Napier's final game. We'll see. And then third Saturday in October. How about that? Tennessee at Alabama. Tennessee's going to get their ass whooped. But it'll be fun talking about that game all week. It will be fun. Shout out. Phil already asked. If Tennessee beats Bama next week, do they win? No. What are you talking about? They struggled against Arkansas at home. Did I imagine that? Tennessee is not elite. I mean, I hate to tell you. Anybody that missed it, where I even put them in the rankings? And I only put them up there because the rest are behind them, keep failing. I put Tennessee 7th. So it's not like they're dog shit, but they're like middle of the pack. Now, in fairness to you, you said if they beat Bama in Tuscaloosa, they deserve to skyrocket up the rankings. But are they winning the SEC? I don't even think that'd be enough to convince me. Now, if you told me they beat Bama at Bama. And Florida at Florida. As stupid as that sounds. If you could promise me they beat Bama at Bama and Florida at Florida, I'll say, well, God, I guess I do believe in miracles. Tennessee can win it because they cannot win at either one of those places. I think the last time they won at either one was 2004. So if they can win at those two, yes, they can. I believe in miracles. Predicting the AP poll, who has a better resume than the AP? Oh, God. I don't even pay attention. I can't predict AP poll. Come on now. How would you rank A&M's defense in conference play? Man, you guys are hitting me with some brain busters here while I'm drinking whiskey. A&M in conference play, probably number one, right? Oklahoma's up there till today. They kind of shat the bed. Although one of the touchdowns I gave up was special teams, so that's not on the defense. But, yeah, it's hard to deny A&M. And now you could also say, no, I'm just going to give them credit. I'll just put A&M number one. But LSU's in the conversation. And, again, you're asking in conference play. LSU's in the conversation. Florida is in the conversation. Because their record's dog shit, but their defense has been good in conference play. I'm completely overlooking Miami and South Florida because you're saying conference play. Ole Miss, maybe. No, they suck. So A&M's number one. Far and away, probably. And I'm not saying that because you gave me $50. But it does help. It does help. LSU fraudulent, perhaps. Perhaps. Anything else? Well, we're a little bit longer than normal here. Where are all the Sooner fans? Yeah, where are they? These Texas people, these Oklahoma people, they just damn disappear. Wonder what happened. Did something happen today that I missed? I don't know. But these Sooners are nowhere to be found. They're probably crying, watching Eddie in the bushes. Is Eddie still in the bushes, you think? Do you think they leave him in the bushes after that performance? I probably would. Phil, if Tennessee loses to Bama, I'll donate $250 to this show. You might as well just donate it now. Come on, man. Have you watched Bama? They just went up to Missouri and played, an outstanding game. That's going to be an interesting game. I wonder what the spread will be. Tennessee at Bama. I would think Bama by 10. Am I right? Or am I right? I mean, I think I'm right, but who the hell? Now that's not fair, Tony, because I think Freeze got a legitimate complaint this time. I mean, they scored a touchdown. They took it off the board. he's going to blame the refs. I've not heard his post-game comments, but he's already blaming the refs. He's got to be, don't you think? And I think he's got every right to. I mean, they fucked him, I thought. Bama 45-10. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the score. So, I'm just saying, I was trying to be nice with the saying the spread is 10. I mean, it's gonna be wild. OU hasn't scored a touchdown on Texas since joining the SEC. They didn't score one? Yeah, I guess not. That's tough. It's a tough look, especially when Florida lit up Texas ass and OU can't. It's a tough look. That is a tough, tough look. I don't know what that's like, but I'd hate to be a Oklahoma fan right now. All right, last time. I'm completely out of gas here. I'm not seeing any questions here. So I'm going to recap. Power rankings one more time. Alabama, of course, number one. Texas A&M, number two. Number three, Ole Miss. Number four, Georgia. And I kind of think, I'll throw Missouri in there, five. I think those five are kind of in a class of their own. Vanderbilt, six. Tennessee, seven. Mississippi State, eight. Texas, nine. Oklahoma, 10. Auburn, 11. Florida, 12. LSU, 13. South Carolina, 14. Arkansas, 15. And Kentucky, dog shit, 16 till you get a new coach. That's all we got on this episode. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. If Billy Napier gets fired, if Hugh Freeze gets fired, if Josh Heupel gets fired, we'll hop on here and talk about it. So otherwise, we'll be on here tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. Shoelace, we appreciate you, buddy. It's been a while. I'm here. Defense gave up 16. Defense did their job. The offense struggled. Oh, you should have held up Mateer for at least another week. He's way off. It is what it is. I don't think the defense did their job. I will disagree with you there. Even though I do appreciate the donation. Because if Michael Hawkins was a quarterback, based on what I've seen, going up against Texas defense, I don't think you get to 17. So I wouldn't blame it all on Mateer. I think this was on the defense, too. Venables even said it. We just letting fucking guys wide open in the end zone on critical plays. Can't have that. Effort, tackling was an issue. Trey Wisner looked like... Look like an NFL running back on Oklahoma's ass. So I will disagree. I don't think Oklahoma's defense did their job either. I think it was all around a disappointment. Truffle Shuffle, how many more wins does A&M need before I can lose my battered 8-4? They're at 6-3. They can still get to 8-4. They can still get to 8-4. So you're still triggered until that happens. And it may, I mean, hell, there's a scenario. I know they ain't buying it. They're on cloud nine. A&M's great. A&M's going 17-0. A&M's going to win it all, right? That's what they think. At Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri, they could lose all of those. And even going 1-2, I think is realistic. 1-2 in that stretch. And then they have to win out to make the playoff. I think we're sitting here in 3 weeks, and that is very much on the table. But they don't think that, so let them think whatever they want to think. But they haven't won on the road in this conference yet this year, and they're about to have to prove it 3 times in a row. So until they win 2 of those, you're still keep that battered 8-4 in your back pocket because you may need it. All right, that's going to be it for me on this episode. We appreciate you. Again, we'll be back tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.